Hi, everyone. Thanks for being with us on The Takeaway today. It's Transgender Awareness Week. Yesterday, we visited Scotland, where schools are fighting homophobia with an LGBTQ-friendly curriculum. Today, we go to Tanzania for a different story. LGBTQ people are often targets of intense persecution there. Hundreds have fled a government crackdown on the nation's queer community after Paul Makonda, the leader of Tanzania's largest city, Dar es Salaam, vowed to arrest, quote, homosexuals in our city. He asked people to report homosexual activity while promising to hunt down LGBTQ people. Neela Ghoshal is a researcher for LGBT rights at Human Rights Watch, and she says this is just one slice of a major crackdown on civil and human rights in the country.
So about 2 weeks ago, the regional commissioner for Dar es Salaam, which is the largest city in Tanzania, said he would be setting up a 17-person task force that would go out and arrest everybody. He said that they would attempt to convert people who wanted to stop being gay, but that others would be subjected to forced anal examinations to test whether, in fact, they are gay or not, and that they would be jailed for 30 years to life.
Now, give us a sense, Neela. Is this something, I mean, I would imagine a policy or a stance on the LGBTQ community this radical isn't something that can just appear. Does the country have a history of persecuting the LGBTQ community?
Yes, this didn't come out of nowhere. Tanzania has had a law on the books since colonial times that was first put in place by the British colonizers that criminalized homosexual conduct. Post-independence, the Tanzanian government increased the prison sentence for homosexuality, and it's now 30 years to life, which is one of the worst sentences in the world. Now, Tanzania has not historically convicted people under these laws. They're more in place to force people to remain underground and to keep a low profile and to silence that community. But what we've seen is that since the new government came into place under John Magufuli in 2015, the crackdown on LGBT people by the police, by other government officials, has become much more proactive.
So tell us, are there mass roundups happening? And if so, what rights do the folks have that are being detained by police?
Over the past 2 years, again, under Magufuli's government, there have been a series of roundups. So what's happening now is not out of the blue under this government either. There have been cases in which people have been arrested simply for attending HIV prevention workshops. We've had lawyers arrested for holding a strategy meeting with LGBT activists to talk about how to push back against these violations of their rights. Now, what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, since Makonda, the regional commissioner in Dar es Salaam, made his announcement, is that there has been some walking back of his hostile rhetoric by the Tanzanian government. There is an indication that he is being restrained to some extent. His task force doesn't seem to have started working, but we've still seen a few arrests, and we're also seeing an uptick in cases of violence. So the public taking justice into their own hands and attacking people that they suspect of being LGBT.
So that was my next question. What is the community doing? Is there any recourse for folks who feel like they're being persecuted? And generally, what's been the response from the community?
Well, people are really scared. I talked to a number of activists living in Tanzania, and those people are really living in fear right now. A few of them have left the country, and others have stayed in Dar es Salaam, but are just staying at home as much as they can. Now, there's not much, unfortunately, in place in terms of recourse because the law in Tanzania does criminalize same-sex conduct. There are South African lawyers who are involved in trying to advise the lawyers on the ground in Tanzania. So it's not like people are without any form of support, but they're operating in a really scary and restrictive environment.
Neela Ghoshal is from Human Rights Watch. Thank you, Neela.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.